It's hard, you know, to wake up in a tent. I'm sweating like a pig, you know, in the sun here. And I'm sleeping next to this Moloch, or whatever it is, you know. Man, it's hot here. Yo. So here it is. This is the Moloch. And, you know, in the middle here, you would say this is the sun. There are 12 pillars. And I was wondering, why 12? Why not 13? It should be 13, you know. Here's the capstone. You would say this is the moon. But this is the star, or the planet, where they come from. And this is the soul. You know, so this is the third, there are 12 pillars, and this one is number 13. It's always 13, because of the Osiris story. I already told it to you. And Baphomet in the demonic language, it means Ba, it's a soul, Pho, it means to arrive, Me, it's the pyramid. So the soul arrives in the pyramid from here, from wherever these creatures come from, into the pyramid here. This symbolizes a pyramid, this is the Moloch. And it's highly significant, highly occult. I've never seen a thing like this before. It's in the middle of a forest here, you know, it's all, there's all forest around here. Found a nice lawn here. So, well, it looks like a camping place here. Sort of a motorway passing by, and I don't know. You know. So, this is the arrival, it symbolizes the arrival of souls. Well, we already know that the aristocracy and the ones ruling us through the New World Order, you know, they're not really human. They're giving us all these wars. They're not like us, and their base is Switzerland, where we are very near to Switzerland. And, yeah. Well, the Mediterranean is packed, and the lakes as well. You know, I got the whole river here for myself, you know. How beautiful. It's just, I never heard of it. I think it was called Lass. A-S-S-I. There's a lot of water coming through in the winter time, I think. So, I mean, that's deep enough for me. I just lie in it, you know, and take it easy. Omi takuyasin. Yeah, I'm swimming in another river called La Durance. Beautiful here. It's so big, there's nobody here. It's really big here. La Durance. Very nice. Cold, nice, clear water. So this here is the famous French river called... Damn, something biting me. It's a hornet. Called Le Verdon. See, it's beautiful, really. France is so beautiful, a lot of nature. So this is really in the very south of France. And the castle is just on top. I slept next to the river here. And yeah, no wonder the Templars wanted to stay here. It's a little paradise. Right, me. So the place where the Templars castle is, but in Gréau, it's in the southeast of France, so not very far from Switzerland, and they are together with Bad Krozing. If I do remember well, that's where they had some high school shootings in Bad Krozing. So you can feel the atmosphere here, it's loaded, you know. It's really loaded here. It's a center of Freemasonry and Templars. So it says the road of the Hospitallers, and are the ones who before the Templars. So apparently it's here. Apparently this is a Templar's castle in Gréau. Let's have a look. So apparently this is a Templar's castle where they're doing festivities inside. It says Château de Templiers. Let's have a look. It's on the hill here in Gréau. You see the whole valley. More from like from the other side. Oh well, that's all, yeah. It's going. So tonight they're going to show a film here and here, so there's not much to see actually inside the castle. So it's controlling the entire valley from the castle. The Templars did, yeah. Oh, and here's the other side. There's not much to see actually. See the other side of the other valley. So it's a good place, very strategic, where they can control it all. And well, that's all. So there was the war between the second and the third sons and the first sons. Against the primogenitura. They also wanted to rule. And out of these guys came the Freemasons, and now they rule the entire world. Pharaoh. Me. So that's Pharaoh's second and third, fourth sons. The Templar's castle. This is a Templar's castle in Greux, in the south of France. Not very much to see anyway. So out of these guys here were born the Freemasons, their political wing, to consolidate their power in a time of peace, after they had conquered everything. And before that they founded Switzerland, just 15 years before the French king arrested them all. Well, not really all. So it was these guys here who organized the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution. They terrorized the people and they starved the people. By using Swiss mercenaries who were at the La Bastille torturing French citizens, and so the people would stand up against the king and decapitate him, and that's what happened. So then the second and the third sons and the New World Order, the Freemasons, they took over out of the Templars, which is their military wing. So when the attacks took place in Nice on July 14th, on their national holiday, which is not a national holiday by the, you know, for the French Revolution. It's actually a it's a reminder for them, you know, that they for the transition from the old world order to the new world order. And actually, I was hitchhiking the whole day going to Italy, and at a certain moment in the afternoon. On July the 14th, though, I saw about 20 big police vans. It was crawling with cops. So they had an exercise going on that very day. You know, I'm so sorry I didn't film it. I don't have any more place to upload it, and I'm really tired. I was hitchhiking, and I just didn't do it. I just didn't care, you know. Yeah, and I didn't think about it, really. I thought, well, it's just another bunch of cops. And then at 9 o'clock, a South African, he took me hitchhiking to Napoli in Italy, and 1 hour later was the attack in Paris. As always, a police exercise. I saw them. I even talked to one of the cops, who was quite friendly, actually. And in Italy, when we passed by next to the village where we were staying, we passed by with the car. With my kids, we saw the arrest of three suspected terrorists. Well, there were only some guys who lent his. I put the link somewhere else, maybe if I can find it again. We just passed by when it happened. It's funny. I'm just being there all the time, you know. Real funny. Yeah. But in Italy, there were just some guys who, some drug dealers, you know, a guy who lent out his phone to somebody else and then left a picture of a woman with an assault rifle, Islamic stuff, and that's all, apparently. Well, This is what it all started with, and this is why we have the terrorist attacks going on. The Templars. So that was a castle by the Hospitallers, and later on the Templars came out of them, and out of the Templars came the Freemasons and Switzerland and the Parliaments. Parler et mentir. So here in the town where the Templars castle is here the symbol of the Templars and the Freemason thing here on there, which I have on my skirts. And also got this the crown here, all these coat of arms everywhere in the streets. I got an empty 2-liter bottle, and you know, you see the traces going to the, you know, the fountain here. So I just took a shower in the middle of the village. We're looking a bit odd though. There's the mayor's office, and it's just next to the mayor's office. Well, who cares? Tourist information is here. It's wet, my shower, yeah? Tourist information, a lot of tourists. What's he doing, yeah? Church. And the world domination. I'm still here where the old castle is. Here it says, Rue des Templiers, Road of the Templars. It's an interesting place. So in the castle tonight, they're going to have some free films tonight. And it's the night of the stars. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Templars Castle, the Freemasons, that's where it all started, and then I went to Switzerland. So I'm here in the inside the Templars Castle, having some, they're having court-métrage, some short stories. So it's all free, so it's amazing. Me, Sean Ross, being in the Templars Castle, all free. Imagine. There's the castle by night. Fantastic. Had a fantastic evening there. You won't believe what all happened. I went up the stage, you know, and talked about the pharaohs. That's what I did. Me? Pharaoh. So here's again the Templars Castle. So as it was impossible, you know, I walked up the hill, as it was impossible to put my tent in. I didn't even want to sleep on all these stones. I found this table here. So I slept on the table. This morning, the farmer of the olive trees here, he came and talked to me, very nice, you know, and we talked for hours. Didn't say a word, you know, in Switzerland they would make a hell of a problem out of it. You're sleeping on the table like this, you know. It's so different, you know. Yeah, so, interesting. He told me a lot of things, very interesting about the region and history. So... Templars Castle from the other side of the another angle. This is in history a very important place where it all started, the New World Order, what we are living now. This is the base of it here before they started, founded Switzerland. It's maybe the place where it really started. And it's very strategic too. You look at the hills and, you know, and down there is a river called Le Verdon. On the other side is a river called La Durance. And it's all getting together here. So it's very fertile, you know. And those rivers, were they all went to the Mediterranean, to Marseille. And they were using rafts in those days, which the old man explained to me again. So they had access from here, inside the country, to the sea, you know, transporting furs and wood and all sorts of things. And of course, at the sea, the Templars had an enormous fleet, you know, going to Jerusalem. So they even took people on the rafts, I suppose, to go and fight their war for their money, just like all the wars, just like the Second World War. We fought the wars and they put it all in Switzerland, all the money, and got rich, you know. The Nazis, the Nazism of the rich, they mobilized the Nazism of the poor. And they fought their war so they could get richer. Now the same thing is going on in France. Le Pen, the Front National, they're billionaires and lawyers, and they try to mobilize the French people, you know, through those false flag terrorist attacks to vote for them so they can get rich. You can even see Marine Le Pen with a Swiss flag. She says, "I want a Swiss system." That means the Templar system, the New World Order. It's very interesting here, you know, the coat of arms where the castle is here, in Gréoux-les-Bains, the Templars' castle. So it's again red, white and blue, the colors of the pharaonic crowns. And on top is the Père Tasser, so that's next to the crown, and on top, which is the Lower Egypt, so the Père Tasser, meaning the red house, well, you see it's red here. And that's where the ancient Egypt, most of it is, the big pyramids and Alexandria. And then down there, you know, is the White House, you know, there's a lion, a wolf in it. So they are the the main drive behind the New World Order and the military wing, you know, like the White House in America. And down there is the people, you know, they're depicted as squirrels, the war crowns. So they do the wars for them, you know, or a bunch of squirrels, an army of squirrels. And these are the wolves, the generals. And then there's the crown. See, they always put it everywhere, all this pharaonic stuff, you know. And this coat of arms must have been there, you know, for, I don't know, hundreds of years, thousands of years, I don't know. And if you look at the map, so here's the Templars' castle here. Here I filmed the satanic, the pentagram in front of the church. And inside the church there is a painting of the founder of the Order of Malta. So it's all in the same region. Here on the motorway there's all these obelisks I filmed for you. And here I filmed in the backyard of a castle, a big obelisk. So it's all in the same area, next to some rivers. So it's quite, you know, Lac de Sainte-Croix, the Holy Cross Lake. Yeah, so you see, it's all gathered together here. I'm not going to film at all. So here in this church again with the pentagram in front of it, next to the town where the Templars' cross is. This guy is called Gérard Tank, this one Tank, and he's the founder of the Hospitallers, and it's but maybe 10 kilometers from where the Templars' castle is here. And so he's the founder of the Order of Malta, that guy here. So this is this church here in Malosk with a pentagram on it. Yeah. Yeah, look, there's the compass on the door opposite where the there's the square. Look at in the middle there, there's the square, and here in the middle is the sun hieroglyph there. So this is a wooden door on the other side of the of that church where the pentagram is on the ground there. Oh, wow. Yeah, Mrs. Isaac sitting with her ass on a goat or on a lamb. Now, what does that mean? You know, if you walk in the night, you see a lot of more things, you know. I don't know. What is that? Suppose probably symbolizes man, isn't it? You know, sitting with her ass on man. Man is the lamb. Yeah, oh man. Why else would you be sitting on a lamp or on a goat? Well, it's weird, eh? Probably means he's dominating men, you know? As the ISIS statues on the Omaha Beach, right? The horse matrix. So I can't see the LCD screen because of the sun, but it's all the same area. It's like here, you see, next to Italy in the south of France. So here was the Templar's castle, and here was the other, you know, the castle with the obelisk in the yard. And just next to it, here was the airplane crash. It's all very near to each other. The German wings. See, I drew a little airplane on it. On the Le Col de Mario. It's all next to the Templars. So I'm here in an old Roman town called Riez. And this is one of the last three baptistères. They call it baptistère, paleo-chrétien, where the old Christians were baptized. There's only three left in the world. And this is from the second century after after Christ. On the other side, there's a church with a pyramid on top. There's some Roman columns there. Well, I can't see anything. Well, I'll go and have a look at it. There it is. So there's a lot of Romans, you know, diggings here. Across my backpack. Well, Rome is pharaonic, is pharaoh. You know, there were Cleopatra, you know. They took over control, but even before that it was pharaonic. See, Tsar, as in a sarcophagus. King and demotic. It was pharaoh, like the rest of them. I already told you about that. Pyramid, the pharaohs, with a pole on it for the world domination. There's the cock, La Marianne. It represents Horus, the child of Isis, the national symbol of France. I'm getting tired of it. I'm not sure if you can see it, but there's an octagon there in the middle, you know, and I think there are eight pillars. So this is already octagon, you know, the second century after Jesus, you know, it was already under the demonic cross of the Vatican. So, you know, it was not, I didn't have to do anymore anything with real Christianity anymore. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 pillars. And because they know what the 8 pillars mean, there's also, they put the light there in an octagonal form. It's also very hard to film here. They put the fleur de lis on the pillars on top of it. So I hope you can see that. So this is a baptistère. It shows you what it is. Baptistère. For the baptism. Very old. But it was already under the demonic cross. And they call this game La Boule Romaine. It means the Roman balls. Pretty hard ball. Probably have been playing it here in this town like for 2,000 years, but I've got no doubt that it is pharaonic in its origin. This is some holy source again of Saint-Maxime in Riez, where the Roman village is. I'm going to the obelisk. They say here's the Roman settlement of Riez. And you can see how you control the entire valley here. It's incredible. And on top of the hill here, they built a, I thought it was an obelisk, that's why I came here, up here. And so this is just a spy post, you know, there's the Catholic Church there, they built a chapel here. But you can still see the army is still around here, you know, traditionally, here, there. And there. Antennas. And there. Air Force, the Army. There, see? There as well. Traditionally. And so they could have a good life, you know, like conquering Europe here in the valley and just control the entire entrance and the entire way through here, being just put a few lookout posts on the mountains here on the hills. And so it's in Riez, that's R-I-E-Z. So now I'm going to take that road there to go to their Templars castle there. You know, there were no, actually, before the Middle Ages, there were no European castles. So that means there were no very real European kings at all. Because those pharaohs who called themselves the kings later on, they all came on the back of the Roman army. And then they started building castles like in the Middle Ages and in the, you know, the year 500 maybe. But not before, there were no castles. They're all pharaohs. There are no European kings and queens. They just don't exist. They never were. They never existed, you know, before the year zero when the Romans came. It's all foreign power ruling over us. The Romans, Caesar, sarcophagus, the king and demotic, the Tsar. And there are no European kings. Wake up. There never were. It's all a lie. Just another castle. It's called Alemannia, Germany. Alemannia used to be some sort of a goddess. You see the world domination, there's all sort of animals here. So this is from the 12th century. And now I'm going to a Templar's castle. Look, it's a Hungarian van. And they've written the SS big because there's lots of Nazis in Hungary and always have been, you know. And why, you know, next to it, here on the cemetery, and there's a big obelisk here, you see? Oh, where is it? No, I don't see it. Yeah, there it is. Big obelisk. Pharaohs. SS for Isis and the obelisk for a husband for Osiris. It's everywhere. Now here's a coat of arms of Valensole. The tourist information here with a Templar's V on it, so the castle up there, of course it's a Templar's castle. So that's the name of the place, that's why it's Sole, the sun, that's why there's the sun probably in the coat of arms. The sun and the coat of, and the Templar's V. Wow, Ri and the V. And there is a castle here, so I'm gonna have a look at the castle. Even here on the fountain, there's the sun and the V. Yeah, Isis, let's kill the man in the Horus Matrix and we'll have the... So here's the octagon, as I've shown you in my videos, like Octagon, the Empire of Darkness, in an old church here in the east of France. This is the Queen of Spain, very dangerous woman. Very, extremely dangerous. With some horns on it. I don't know what's that, snake, pharaonic stuff. Well, pharaohs anyway, you know, the other bloke here. This part in the east of France had been occupied by the Spanish. Yeah. It's an interesting church, I'll show you. It's all like round here. Yeah. There's the moon. It's like the crescent moon or half moon. And they say there's a half moon because the earth is in between it and it makes a shadow all the way to there. It's not true, you know, because the sun is out, it's day. I mean, look at the shadow here. The sun is shining directly at the moon, so by that theory, I should be seeing a whole moon, which I don't. Huh? It's a lie. So how come there's a crescent moon or a half moon? How come?